trying to go early on, start to take control of the game. Not a ton of explosive plays, but methodically drove the ball down the field. Defense played relatively well, gave them yards in the middle early, but tightened up. The last 2 drives where they held them under 100 yards. But overall, a lot of guys played. Felt we got ahead enough in the first half. A lot of guys on defense in the first half, and then had one series with Emery Williams, that quarterback, with the one offensive line and some of the one wide receivers and tight ends. Before scoring and then pulling those guys and playing most of the twos and the threes on offense. Defense, we probably played more guys than we did on offense, but overall, some improvement in some areas, and then, you know, you see the drop-off in some of the twos and threes and some of the areas where we got to keep getting better to depend on guys, or show that we can depend on guys to play and not have a drop-off in our performance. Okay, so questions, please. I think he looked really good when he had the supporting cast, you know, most of the ones and some of the twos. He understands the offense really well. When he was protected well, he seemed to operate at a relatively high level. And did a good job. And then as the game went on a little bit, we were a little bit sloppy. You know, some free hitters in there gave up a sack. Really should have been the second one, right? And then didn't look as sharp as an offense. And that's the part that's, you know, that's the letdown. That's what you don't want to see. You want to see your team get better, even when you put in some of the other guys. But overall, solid day by him. You know, at times, really good. You'd like to have those guys back as often, you know, as soon as you can. But overall, a lot of guys stepped up and played. We probably played 10 or 11 guys. And they're going to need to play, right? As the season goes on, more and more guys get banged up. But that overall, up until, again, the last 2 drives, where we started giving up some yards. I think we had given up 160 yards up until the last drive. There was only about 60 or so. So that part was disappointing. We didn't close out the game like we wanted to. Well, Tyler, you know, TVD, he operated at a very high level, and so did the receivers. You know, Xavier, again, another great day. Kobe George played well. I know Kobe Young is kicking himself a little bit, but he played hard. You know, some wasn't his best performance, but he provided a lot of value, did some good things. All the running backs ran really hard. And the first team offensive line, the tight ends, they blocked really well. Thought they took control of the game early. Gave us a lot of time to throw the ball and opened up some big holes. And when it was muddy yards, they pushed the pile, you know, so it gave us some really good down distance situations. So what else? So again, just played a lot of guys. A lot of guys played, so I guess I'll answer those questions as they come. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I like the way we're evolving. You know, you see our offense, we've been a little bit different each week. And the more that we can show the ability to run the ball inside and outside, to push the ball down the field, but also stretch it horizontally. I mean, it's hard to defend, you know, and the way the quarterback is playing, you know, Tyler's playing at such a high level that makes it difficult, right? He knows where to go with the ball. He knows, what do you call it, where your troubles are, right? You know that if this trouble's coming, you don't have any way to pick it up. This is your outlet. You know, if this is your alert and so-and-so fell off and you got a chance for a chunk play, you can take it. And I think that's happening a lot now because your release time is getting shorter and shorter. And then defensively, a lot of guys got better. I thought our back end is playing really, really well, playing at a high level. They communicate really well. And without Cam today, you know, so regardless of always when, you know, whoever you play, when you're down a starter, especially one of that magnitude that communicates the way he does, lines us up like he does, thought those guys did really well. Credit to Jaden Harris. You know, really, really good job by him, man, in his first start. Different system, you know, different system. Certainly, he was a guy that when he went down, it was, oof, that was a rough one because has a lot of value in so many different ways as a person, as a leader, as a teammate. You saw what he does down the field in terms of finding space, in terms of making the tough contested catch, yards after catch, physical blocking. Yep, it's kind of important. So, yep, he's playing at a really high level, and he's a valued member of the team, a valued member of leadership council. So, another great game by him. Yeah, it's a, you know, it's like talk a little bit about it, but can't talk about it, you know. Miami's working its way to looking like what Miami should look like. And I think what you're seeing from in terms of recruiting, monstrous as that applies to anything that's legal and compliant, right?
That's a legal standard. Let the record be known, yes.
So, and that being said, you know, get to grab one of those PB&Js and hit the road and be at the first school tomorrow morning, bright and early, and keep it going. I always felt we had control of the game. I mean, we took him out at halftime. You know, we felt that we could get the ball back right before the end of the half and drive and score, you know, because that's now, I believe all three games we've had, the middle eight has been really good for us, you know. We've scored, we stopped, we've gotten the ball back in the second half and scored. So once he did that, felt we had control of the game, was going to leave the rest of the, again, I call it the supporting cast, the rest of the guys in there so that Emery could operate with them. And he did a good job. Well, it shouldn't present any changes in terms of process. But we did talk about it. I mean, we closed out the month of September 3-0 here at home, which is really important to us. This is the last time we play at Hard Rock for, I think, 3 weeks or so. It was a big off-season point. We were going to make Hard Rock our place. We're going to make it a tough place for people to come in and play. And we're off to a good start there. Now taking this thing on the road, our processes really don't change. You know, albeit a 2.5-hour plane ride. That's it. So our guys are going to be really excited to get on the road. They are. You know, we play a really good team. We have a couple of extra days. You know, we're already all over them. We've broken down all our opponents in the offseason, but it gives us a chance to now go and see where we're at by getting on the road. No, we just say do whatever you want, you know. Yeah, we established a heel line for them, and obviously we haven't done a very good job, you know, following through on that. So we got to do a better job. Yes, but we certainly give them guidelines, man. Come on, bro. You've been about football a long time. You got to be. Go ahead. Progress, you know, developing guys. You know, when you develop an offensive lineman, you'll see a massive difference when he goes and he works with a veteran group and they all communicate, as opposed when you surround them with guys that are rookies and don't have a lot of experience. And Matthew McCoy has an unbelievable future here at the University of Miami. And it was time to get his feet wet there with the big boys. He did a good job. Okay, thank you guys.
Good morning. You heard Mario Cristobal after last night's 48-7 win over Bethune. I'm going to give you my take on last night's win. Offensively, completely efficient, like you heard him say. Defensively, absolutely lights out last night, where we did what we were supposed to do. Special teams could be better in some areas, but aside from that, total domination last night. 589 to 165 total yards. Ball security, we could be a little better at that. 32 first downs to 8. I mean, 35-02 to 24-58 in time of possession. Everything that could go right last night for us did. We do need to clean up some areas, like he said. I mean, ball security's got to be one of those. Next thing we got to do, we got to clean up the penalties. I mean, I did not like the fact that we committed 5 penalties for 34 yards last night. I mean, the 15-yarder on Javion before he came out. I mean, a bonehead penalty, you can't do that, especially against a better opponent later in the year. That can't happen. that can't happen there at all. So, but overall, I felt we worked everything worked in all three phases. Like I said, some areas we do have to clean up. Aside from that, I think we did a very good job. Time to give the report card for last night's game. Offense, I'm gonna give the offense an A. I think we did a good job there. Though some of the penalties that we do have to clean up those areas. I mean, rushing, we did a very good job, 240 yards. Van Dyke, 247, two touchdowns, ran for another. We were 7 for 9 on third downs. We could be better. I mean, the turnover from Colby didn't hurt us as much. But aside from that, I think we did well. So the offense gets an A. Defense, I'm gonna give an A as well. 30 yards rushing for Bethune. We held them to 6 for 13 on third downs, 132 yards passing. We forced the turnover there. And we sacked their quarterback a couple times last night. But aside from that, we held them to 8 first downs. Like I said, good job. Good job in that respect. Special teams, I'm gonna give a B. I think we could be better and we could be a little better there. Aside from that, I think we did well. Did well in that regard, and I think we could still be better in some areas, but aside from that, I think we did a very good job when you look at everything as a whole. I think we did a very good job there. We could be better again in some areas, but now we get on now to the game balls. First game ball is going to go to Tyler Van Dyke, 19 of 23, 247 yards, two touchdowns, ran for another. My second game ball, I'm actually going to give to Xavier Estrepo. 6 receptions, 120 yards on the night. And my third game ball, I'm going to give to the entire defense. 3 sacks. We sacked the Bethune quarterbacks 4 times. We get the pick there. No, we didn't get a pick. Sorry about that, but we did a good job. 4 sacks last night. Everyone swarmed to the ball. They did a very good job. So we enjoy this win today for a few days. Then Saturday we turn to Temple. 3-0 on the year, like Mario said. Close out strong at home. Next time we're back home is October 7th against Georgia Tech off a bye week. But now we got to go on the road. First road game of the year. Temple will be next Saturday up in Philadelphia. That will be my next podcast. Will be from Philadelphia Friday and again Sunday morning. Friday I am scheduled to have Rymer Vaughn on with me. He's the beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. So we're just working out of time. You'll have more information as soon as I know more, as soon as I get more on my schedule. So anyway, have a good day. Enjoy this win today. Then Sunday we turn to Temple. Go Canes and have a wonderful day.